Beloved in Christ Jesus, I greet you all. We are grateful to the Most High God for such a moment like this in our worship. In our short sermon before we take the Lord's Supper, I want to share with you from Paul's letter written to the church in Corinth, and I'm referring to the second letter, which is 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 to 6. And I titled this message, or short message, Self-Examination. I'm reading from the New King James Version Bible. Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. In Africa, Ghana, for that matter, there is what we have, or what we call the lazy chair. This lazy chair is oftentimes used by elderly men. They prefer to relax on that chair. One afternoon, there was this little boy who had returned from school, and he just went straight to the grandfather who was relaxing so comfortably in his lazy chair. What this little boy did was to put the grandfather to test. He wanted to examine his old pa. So he went straight to him and said, "Grandpa, I have a question for you." And the grandpa looked into the eyes of the grandchild and said, "What is it, my boy?" He said, "Grandpa, I have in my palm a beautiful butterfly. But I want to ask you, so you tell me, is this butterfly alive or dead?" And the grandpa was puzzled. And he was like, "What? Small boys are young." And that is a phrase oftentimes used in Ghana. You are testing your grandpa about whether this butterfly that you talk about in your palm, you are asking me to tell you whether it is alive or dead. "Well, my grandson, if I should tell you that this butterfly in your palm is alive, you will squeeze this butterfly and open your palm to me and say, 'Grandpa, do you see? It is what? Dead.' And if I should tell you that the butterfly is dead, you will still open your palm and say, 'Hey, Grandpa, see, it's going, it's alive.' So my grandchild, what I can tell you is that the destiny of this butterfly is in your own hands. And I want to tie this very scenario to Paul's message to we Christians, which we receive the admonition that we should examine ourselves. No one can examine us better than ourselves. To self-examine is to take introspective analysis of what we do about ourselves. In reference to our relationship with Christ Jesus, to examine self implies that we could be disqualified. In other words, exposed as never having believed or have believed but are not walking in spirit and in truth. And that is why it is so important that each day in our lives, whatever we do, whatever we say, we need to put our manner of life conduct to test by asking ourselves that, are we living the life that Christ Jesus wants us to live? The test of our relationship to Christ is the ethical quality of our behavior. Our behavior is the product of what we do believe about Christ and the commitment to walk just as he walked. Beloved, in 2 John 4, John the Apostle said, I rejoice greatly that I have found some of you, some of your children, walking in truth, as we received commandment from the Father. And this reading is from the New King James Version. Beloved, remember, we are not walking in spirit and in truth if our heart and minds are still set on the fleeting fantasies of this world. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, we receive the exhortation from Apostle Paul, again, sorry, John, that as children of God, let us not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In our contemporary world today, it has become extremely difficult to even distinguish between who are the Christians and who are the non-Christians. And why is that so? It is becoming so because children of God, some of us, we are losing our identity. We want to go with the world in almost what the world does. The way the world wants to conduct themselves, that's what we want to also do. We cannot conduct ourselves as the world does. But through us, we can make the world see Christ in our manner of speech, the way we dress, and in all conduct. And that is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ expects from everyone who has chosen to follow the path of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Living that shining, exemplary life of Christ Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, and the verse of 2, when Luke wrote to we Christians, the admonishment is that Jesus Christ, of all the things that he began to do and to teach. This is a great reference to us, that we cannot live our lives as Christians only by the name Christian, only by the number of times that we frequent ourselves in our worship places, not even by the number of times that we take the Lord's Supper. It goes beyond that. And that is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants to see in us. We are not walking in spirit and truth if we fail to lay aside the burdens of the human flesh. The human flesh indeed is a burden. But if we choose to live by the Spirit, we will be able to overcome all the burdens that the flesh put on us or imposes on us. The flesh put a burden on us to malign others when we do not need to do so. The flesh put on us to live a deceptive life, claiming to be who we are not. The flesh sometimes put on us to be hypocritical, and that is very serious. The flesh sometimes put on us to be envious, jealous of the progress of our fellow brethren or our brothers and sisters, which should never be the case. The flesh sometimes put on us to condone and connive in speaking evil about others. But we are admonished once again by Apostle Peter when he wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, that we put away all these tendencies of the flesh, of the human flesh, because they are the very things that constrict us from growing in the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have the admonishment that we should put away these things in our lives so that we may grow thereby in his written word. As Christians, we are commanded to love one another. Love is the greatest gift of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, Paul the Apostle, he pointedly and beautifully taught about God's divine love. And what did Paul say concerning the love that we should demonstrate or exhibit to each one amongst us? He says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse number four. Yes, he says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It doesn't look down upon others. Love leads us to respect all men, no matter their backgrounds. It's not puffed up.
He doesn't exalt himself against the other person. He does not behave rudely. He says that love does not seek its own. If we have love in ourselves, and we are growing in love, we will, for all time, sacrifice for one another. The joy of our brothers and sisters will be the joy of ours. And when they cry too, when they are in sorrow, we will share in their pain and in their difficulties. Beloved, God wants you and myself to demonstrate love. And he says by the continuation of the verse here, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And that is why love never what fails. It's so powerful. And that is what God demonstrates for all to all of us and want us to also live by that. Beloved, I want us to conclude on this very short message by asking that we examine ourselves. We examine ourselves. We take that introspective analysis of ourselves. What is the quality of our relationship with the Lord? Are we dead or alive?